Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Bulldog Podcast. This week, we are joined by the leaders of Fantastic Books and Where to Film Them, Beatrice Gouvenier and Allie Abramson, just to talk about a little bit about their club and what it does for the school. Fantastic Books and Where to Film Them is a new club this year at Dwight Englewood, so we hope you can all learn a little bit about the club and feel encouraged to attend some of their meetings. Welcome, Beatrice and Allie. Can you please start by introducing yourselves and talking a little bit about the club and why you got involved?
I'm Beatrice. Our club is a fantasy book club and film club.
Well, I'm Allie, and our club, it sort of like came out of our mutual love of books and how all we would do during lunch is just talk to each other about whatever we were reading. And then we were like, there has to be other people at school who like books too, even if it is a small population. And we should get them all together and then pair it with movies to try and get more people to join, and it could be really fun.
Yeah.
Amazing, and it's great to have you both. What are the goals of your club, and how do you accomplish them?
Our goals are to broaden everybody's horizons with what they like in movies and books, as well as to try and read a book a month, which may not work, but we would like to do that.
Yeah, we are getting people to submit book recommendations every month for what they think would be a good fantasy book for us to read. And then we're gonna vote as a club on what to read. So this week is our meeting about The Cruel Prince, which is our book for October. And then we'll choose the book for this month. So basically we're just gonna try and use a democratic system to decide everything to make people happy.
Yeah, very interesting. This is kind of cool. Like, I love books myself. I don't really read them that often, but when I do compare them to movies and even, like, books that are made into movies already. So you talked a little bit about this, but a little more, just, like, what encouraged you guys to start the club?
Our mutual love of books and the fact that we only ever talk about movies and books always.
And neither of us, I think, really had friends aside from each other who were really into books, so we figured we could just create an environment where people who are sort of like-minded could all come together and just have fun.
So you talked a little bit about your goals for the club and how you want, you aim to have everybody read a book they enjoy once a month, but why else, or why would you encourage people to join your club?
It's fun. We watch movies as well as read books, and you get to find people who share similar interests with you.
And even if you aren't that into reading books, it could be a really nice way to just start maybe getting into it. I mean, the book that we were reading last month is a really quick read. I think the first time I read it in under a day. Like, so even if you're not that sure that you're into reading a lot of novels, then just come out and try it. And you know, if you hate us, that's fine, but
yeah, like trying new things is definitely like a big reason why I came to Dwight, and especially like that there are so many clubs that you can just like talk about whatever you want, and I feel like this is definitely a good like representation of that. And so lastly, like especially after COVID last year and everything that went on, like is there a specific reason that you wanted to start this club now, or like what's it like just to start a club after a year that was like so divided?
I think personally, COVID really pushed me into more reading. And so as a result, I was thinking about, hey, maybe I should start a book club. And I think the workload has been pretty chill for a stressful time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that part of it was also like coming together as like a bookish community. We have so many different communities at Dwight, but this was one that like wasn't really represented in book clubs, because I think the only other book club was Shakespeare Society. So we wanted to just have a place for people to be able to come together after being apart for so long and being able to bond and, you know, just really feel at home together in a group setting.
Amazing. And we could definitely relate to you guys as well from starting the Bulldog Podcast. during the pandemic. I definitely encourage everybody to not only attend Beatrice and Allie's club, but also if you're interested to definitely set out and start your new club if you're interested. It's definitely a little bit of work, but I'm sure we can all agree that it's worth it. So thank you so much, Beatrice and Allie, for joining us today. As a reminder, Fantastic Books and Where to Film Them meets every other Friday at 1 o'clock in K108. Listeners, thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you all next week.
Thank you.